and Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Be a new creature, for the Bible says if any man is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Hallelujah. How many of y'all have been made new here in the sanctuary? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. My friends, you're listening to that noisy church again on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're so grateful to God once more again to be able to be coming into your homes, into your cars, all your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. And we thank God for you and you, and especially you, for tuning in today on this radio station and on the internet. We are a church, my friends, that you're listening to, that believes that you can get what you need. That's what we believe. You can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. I'm a living witness that God is still working miracles, because he's worked a miracle in my life. Just the mere fact that I've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and on my way to heaven. That's a miracle in itself.
Hallelujah.
I tell folks in a minute, when you look at me, you already see a miracle. Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank God for Jesus. We invite you, wherever you are under the sound of my voice, come on here and let's enjoy Jesus together. If you're sick, come by. We'll pray for you. Lay hands on you. God will heal your body. God will give you deliverance. Where are we? We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. We're here on Sunday mornings at 10:30. And we're here on Thursday nights, beginning at 6:30. Won't you come on by? We're praying for the sick in each one of our services. And while we're mentioning sick, some of you today are not feeling well. Some of you are sick and suffering in your body. Some of you are hurting. Some of you are in pain. But my friends, my question to you today is, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ that you read about in the Bible, he's not dead, he's alive. He rose from the grave, and he's still healing the sick today.
Yes.
No matter what your condition is, no matter what you're suffering with, no matter what you're going through with, no matter what the doctor have told you, Jesus Christ is still a healer. Yes. He's still in the healing business, and he can heal your body if you will trust him on today. I'm going to be praying for the sick in just a few minutes. And I want you to let your faith loose in God and believe God for a miracle in your life today. I'm so glad, as I said, that the Lord has saved me. Amen. He baptized me in Jesus' name, and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I praise God today for being saved. Hallelujah. and filled with the Holy Ghost. God is such a good God, and I love him today. And I want to sing a song for you, which is my testimony. It's an old song that I heard long years ago when I was just a kid. And I fell in love with this song many years ago. And today I sing it as part of my testimony. I was a sinner and a wretch, undone. Thought I was happy and having fun, but now I'm glad that I can say he touched me. And see things will be for the better. Let him touch you today. Let him have his way in your soul. Let him come in today and be with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let him come in today and do what needs to be done in your life. Hallelujah. Let him have his way. Where? also. Jesus wants to heal your body. He's able to do it right now. Let's believe God. Jesus! Oh, Jesus! We're calling on your name right now. My God, have your way in these people's lives today. Have your way in their soul, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, right here on this radio station. This is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and I want to encourage you to continue. Let the Lord have his way in your soul. You want him to bless you? You want him to heal you? You want him to continue healing you? You want to be saved? You got to let the Lord in. You cannot do it on your own, but you got to let Jesus come in. He's the only one that can bring about positive changes. He's the only one can make your life better. The devil will give you a facade. That's what I said. He'll give you a facade. In other words, it's a fake facing. Satan will make you think that you're saved when you're not saved. Oh, I didn't mean to go there, but the Lord just told me to say that. Hallelujah. Some of you today think you're saved, but you're really not saved. You're going on what the preacher told you. He told you to repent, amen, and then he told you to repeat the sinner's prayer. Yeah, that's all right. Then he told you that you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart. That's all right. But Jesus made it plain one day. He said, if you believe on me, as the scripture have said, out of your belly is gonna flow rivers of living waters. Have you got those rivers of living waters flowing out of you today? Have you spoken tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance? If you believe on Jesus, like the scripture tell you to, if you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, you gonna get the Holy Ghost. Say it! I'm in the Bible today. That's found in John, the 7th chapter. The 37 and 38 verse, and right on down to the 39th verse, when it's talking about those rivers of living waters flowing out your belly, it's talking about the Holy Ghost. My question today to you, wherever you are, have you got it? I said, have you got it? Have you got it like the Bible said? Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you got it? Have you I'm saying today? Pick up your Bible and read it for yourself. Acts the second chapter. Right there, the first throughout the fourth verse. It says that when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all sitting up there in that one place, and suddenly, look at somebody and say, suddenly. Suddenly there came a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and cloven tongues of fire sat upon each and every one of those that was in the house. The wind filled the temple, and then the cloven tongues sat upon each and every one of them. And they all was not on one accord, but they was with one accord. Big difference, y'all, big difference. The reason why you can't get nowhere is because some of y'all are standing on the cord instead of getting with it. Somebody say yeah! The Bible says they were with one accord, and they all were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Oh, my friends, somebody might have told you that you're saved. Somebody might have told you that you got the Holy Ghost. But my question to you today is, have you spoken tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance? Have you got it? Because they heard all that noise that was going on. Yeah. They come from everywhere. Yeah. And when they got to the upper room, yeah, and saw them people speaking in tongues, saw them people praising God, they begin to ask Peter and the rest of the disciples, men and brethren, what shall we do? We don't have what they got, but we want to get what they got. Yeah, we've been going to church, but we never seen nothing like that in our church. Yes, we've been in the synagogue, but we never seen nothing like that in our synagogue. Yes, we've been in the mosque, but we never seen nothing like that in our mosque. What shall we do? My God, to get what they got. Peter told him, said, this is what you must do. Do you want to have it like they got it? Repent of your sins. Get baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive just what they got. What do they have? It's the Holy Ghost and fire. You'll get it if you let Jesus come in. My friends, wherever you are today, let Jesus in. As I said earlier, let him have his way in your soul. He'll come in and fill you with the Holy Ghost. Don't go by what somebody done told you, but go for what you know. You got to know for yourself that you're saved. You got to know for yourself that you got the Holy Ghost. My question to you today, have you got it? Have you got it? The clock and my time is up. I had a message to preach today, but the Lord changed it because somebody needs to know that they need to get the genuine Holy Ghost. Too many of y'all been told you had the Holy Ghost, and what you actually got is the Holy Ghost. You don't have the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost. But it's time now to get what's in the Bible, the genuine Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues of the Spirit of God, give utterance. Write me this week, and I'll be able to tell you more about being filled with the Holy Ghost. My mailing address is Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. And the zip code is 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York. Zip code 10002. Write me this week, and I'll tell you more about Jesus. Write me this week, and I'll tell you about the Holy Ghost. Write me this week, and I'll let you know that the Holy Ghost is for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can get it. I said, you can get it. Yeah. Like the Bible says. Yeah. Somebody say, yeah. Yeah. Say, yeah. Yeah. Our phone number to reach us is 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Call me this week. Hallelujah. We'll pray with you. We'll talk with you more about Jesus and tell you how to get the Holy Ghost. You need to get in a church where they're talking about the Holy Ghost. It's all right to have money. It's all right to have cars. It's all right to have a home. But what you need to have is the Holy Ghost. The Bible says, first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then the car will be added, and then the home will be added. Oh, yes, y'all don't hear me here today. Thank you, Jesus. Then the money will come. But you got to first seek the kingdom of God. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Say yes. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Aren't you glad you saved? Aren't you glad you saved today? Jesus today. I'm so glad I got it like the Bible says. And my friends, it's not just for certain people, it's for everybody to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.